Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Friday, everybody. I am so excited to welcome Stefan to Boat Smart. How are you this morning, my friend?
Doing great this morning. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. It is Friday. It is beautiful, and it is about to be Labor Day. Can you believe it?
That's right. It's a four-day weekend for me. I'm off on Monday as well, and I think a lot of people probably take four-day weekends anymore. And I know it's a good, solid three-day weekend for many people, so a lot of people will be out there boating this weekend and out on the water. So I just ask y'all to be safe. Make sure you check your safety gear. Make sure you have life jackets on board for everybody, and just be safe out there on this long weekend that's about to happen. Just have a good time and enjoy the weekend, that's for sure. You are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. They have special discounted pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. New inventory is arriving as we speak. They have 2021 engines arriving now. They still have some blowout specials on their 2020 products. So if you're interested in a repower, that is the go-to place here in Pensacola and the Panhandle, because they say their prices can't be beat by anybody. So I would check out Key Marine for all your repower needs. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercury, Mercruiser, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can check them out on Facebook as well. They have all their specials running on Facebook. They do some consignment sales as well. So you might be able to find a good quality pre-owned boat there as well. So check them out on Facebook. Their lobby is still closed, but they're assisting customers curbside. That's for sure. They're more than happy to help you out on the curbside as far as getting your boat serviced, your repower needs, whatever you have, kind of needs that you have. You just pull up there and they will assist you curbside. And they also have a on-site repair available too, so they do service calls as well. So Key Marine is your one-stop shop for all your boating needs, that's for sure. I'm the marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. The website is georgestonecollege.edu. The phone number 850-941-6200. I highly recommend you check out the website. They have a chat feature on there. And when you go to that chat feature, you can actually set up a time where you can come by and talk to the counselors. Come by and talk to me if you're interested in my class. I'm more than happy to show you around as well. So that chat feature really works great to contact us, much better than the phone. They're so busy up there right now. A lot of times the phone calls get sent to voicemail, but the best way is to go to that chat feature, email them, or come by and see the counselors. We love having visitors at George Stone Technical College, so come by and see us. Scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those, and VA and Pell Grants are also available. We've been in class for 2 weeks now. I'll tell you what, it's really been great. This was our second week in class. I have a solid full class right now, running 18 students in my classroom. I have two out working in the field right now, so I have a total of 20 students, and we've been doing all kinds of different work in the class and in the shop area, so we have lots of things going on. It's been a great time for us at school, and their students are off on Monday, and I think after first 2 weeks, they're ready for a break, because I was telling my students last night, or we were talking about it during our What Do You Learn session, that we don't take breaks in there. We just go, go, go. Whether it's doing your book work or doing your shop work, we always have something going on in the Marine Service class, that's for sure. And I tell you, it's been a great week. I do want to mention again, this is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. I'm happy to answer your questions. Maybe you have some boating questions. Maybe you're interested in buying a boat. Maybe you need to ask me a question about safety or what you're going to do this weekend. Maybe you have a question about my class or something about the school. I'm more than happy to answer those questions. You can call in at 850-437-1620. You can also text that message, and I'll relay that message to me as well. So we had a great time this week. Jeff Kilgore came by, and he was visiting us on Tuesday. Jeff Kilgore is the technical account manager for Mercury Marine. He came by on Tuesday, and I've spent the first half of the day with my students. So it was really a great time. He did a question and answer session for the students. He had answered questions on a wide range of topics. We talked about 100-mile-an-hour bass boats, chime walking, blowouts, troubleshooting. He gave a great presentation on gear case designs and also talked about importance of proper rigging of boats. And he gave great examples of that. It's always a pleasure to have him come to my class because Jeff is just one of those guys that comes in and he uplifts my students, telling them how important the education is for the Marine Service technician, how important it is to be in class and to stay engaged. And he tells my students that he wants them to be the best they can be and that they should just do as much as they can while they're in class. And he encourages them to do what they need to do in class. And when they go to the dealership, they are a top-notch technician when they exit my class. So it's always a pleasure having him in my classroom.
That really is just such great advice. You know, a lot of times, just like with anything in life, you get out of it what you put into it. And so while you're there, while you're a student learning, I love that. You keep your students active, like you said, whether it's in the classwork or in the hands-on shop work. And no better way to learn than just to keep doing it.
Yeah, it was great. And Jeff and I have a great rapport when we're doing these sessions. He likes to come in often. And sometimes he'll do some hands-on with my students. Sometimes he'll do basic PowerPoint lectures or just chat with them. And he comes in there, and Mercury Marine is just a great sponsor of our show of our school. And, of course, the show in a way, because I talk about them all the time. But Mercury Marine is a great to have them in our classroom, and to have their technical advisor come by and talk to my students firsthand is just an honor and something that many schools don't have that ability to do that, where we do. We stay in great contact with Jeff Kilgore at Mercury Marine. Jeff Crane at Yamaha as well comes to our classrooms and helps us doing the same things, answer questions. He does some PowerPoints, does some hands-on as well. So both these guys are really involved in our class, and that's the best part about it, having business partners like Mercury, like Yamaha, like Key Marine that sponsors the show and cares about the class, and they understand that it's very important to train people up to be in the field. So it's just great to have them in our classrooms as well. So we appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. And Stefan, we do have a question coming in, and this individual is curious to know if you have a recommendation for where and how to get a boating license. I know there's a lot of online stuff out there. Do you have a recommendation for that?
Yeah, I do. And you can go to, I believe, the Coast Guard or FWC websites, and they have links to those getting a boating license. I'm pretty sure that younger people now have to have a boating license. Some people are grandfathered in. There's also areas that you can go to locally to get a captain's license as well. I had a student in my class over our break time over the summer. He got his captain's license, so he added captain's license to his resume, which is great. But there's all kinds of avenues. I believe you can do an online boating class, and that will get you your license for the online, and you can print that out and have that as well. So, yep, you can do it online, and it's a great thing to do because it's going to give you some safety tips as well, and that's the most important thing, is to be safe while you're out on the water.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. And so the Coast Guard website is a great place to start.
Yeah, I got my computer up here. I'll look at it, see if I can find a place for them, and I'll let you know on that. Also, I'll tell you what, my students this week, it was kind of funny. I had a couple principals come down, and they were telling me how hot it was outside. And my students are working outside in the heat. And that's a real world thing. You know, when we're talking about the weather this weekend and how hot it's going to be. And my students are actually working outside in those hot weather. And it was kind of comical when I got people to come into my shop area and they go, "Woo, it's hot out here." And my students are all out there sweating and working. And that's just a great thing to see them actually doing that hands-on type stuff as well. So it's just it was just been a great week. I'm going to look that website up and see if I can find that for you and get help you out on that as far as getting a boating license. And I know several people do that in our area. It's a good thing to do. Florida Fish and Wildlife, if you go to their website, they have a official Florida boating course online. So if you type in Google Florida boating license, it will bring up their page and they will give you a lifetime card for filling out for doing that course, and you can get that from there. So that's a great place to go. You have to go in there and register and log in and get started on that. So Florida fishing game area is where you go, and you can definitely get that on there. So just type in the Google Florida that you're looking for a Florida boating license, and it will take you right to that website. Very easy to do.
Perfect. Yes, that's easy. Sounds like exactly what they were looking for.
Yep, it is. So, yeah, again, this is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I've got students at all different areas right now. I have students that have been in my class for 2 weeks. I've got students that have been in my class for several months. So, like I said, I have several working out in the field right now. And the way my class and everything is set up, we do quite a bit of online learning where students have the ability to not actually just to actually do work away from class as well. So if they have free time on their hands, they can go online and do some training that I have online. I have Mercury and Yamaha training that's hooked up with my online platform, and they go in there and they're able to do some online training with Yamaha and Mercury as well. And I've got some fun pages in there where they can go in and get some good information and some technical information, and they can just have some fun too. And I was interviewing interviewing or showing somebody around last night that's interested in my class, a gentleman that's coming in to my class whenever we have an opening. And we were talking as I was walking through the class, and I explained to him, I said, when you come into my class, the two things that you're going to understand is that one is that I'm probably the strictest instructor out on this campus. That's the number one thing to remember. And the other thing that I told him is we like to have fun while learning. So I think when I combine those two things, being strict and expecting a lot out of my students, but also having fun in the classroom and in the shop area, and of course, while being safe with all the motors and things that we have around, that's all very important. But I think if you add those things up, it's a great learning experience for anybody that comes into my class, that's for sure.
I think that's so great. I think you're totally right. You know, thinking back in my time at school or anytime I was trying to learn, the teachers who set the highest expectations, those were always my favorite classes, even if they were really hard or I never had to work in the sun like your students. I feel like you were building some character along the way in addition to the education component.
Yeah, I tell you, and I've been hearing a lot about students and people that come in and they say, that we have good reviews or people hear about our class over there at Georgetown Technical College. And I think that's a great thing. When somebody comes by and they're interested in our class and they're looking online, I guess they're doing some kind of search or Google search, or they're talking to maybe people out in the public, and they're telling them to go to Georgetown Technical College for their education. That's just a great reputation to have. And our administration has been working on that for several years now to get the word out to that we are there. Several years ago, Ruthie, when I would ask somebody, I go into restaurants and have dinner or what have you, and I'm talking to the waiter or waitresses and the staff there, and I'll ask them, "Is this what you're doing? Are you in college? What's your plans for the future?" kind of thing. Cause I like to know that. And of course, many times they're saying, "Well, you know, I'm doing this kind of for right now, and trying to figure out what I want to do and that kind of thing." And I'll go, "Well, have you ever heard of Georgetown Technical College?" And they're like, "No, I haven't heard of that." And these are local people in the Pensacola area. And that was been several years ago. Now, more than not, when I walk into a restaurant or I'm having a conversation with somebody out in public, I mention the school, people know about Georgetown Technical College, and they're talking about us because the fact that we have instructors and classes out there that meet the students' needs, and they're able to get what they want out of that school as far as whatever that may be, a hobby or a job or a career, what have you. And now we're getting the word out. And I think this show does a lot of that as well, because I talk about George Stone on this show. And, of course, you know, it's just so important to advertise. And our administration understands that now. And they've really been advertising our school, and as well as our instructors advertised by word of mouth and talking to people. So that's very important to have that good reputation.
Absolutely. And it really, I totally agree. I've been in Pensacola about 7 years now, and I have been hearing about Georgetown probably for like the last five or so. And, you know, my first couple of years I was in school myself, so not really out from under that rock. But that is so true. Just that great reputation in the community. And so the class that you teach there, Stefan, is that part of a larger program that students can enroll in and then graduate from? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so the class is 1,350 hours. That kind of equates to a little more than a year, depending on the student and if they come in full-time or part-time. I recommend that they come in full-time. You're going to get the best out of that class if you're a full-time student rather than part-time. So here's what I tell people. When you come to my class, you gain your knowledge in my classroom with having Mercury Marine on board and having Yamaha on board. They're able to do a lot of pre-stuff, prerequisite type classes that they would normally do at a dealership when they go to work for a dealership. So this gives them a great edge as an applicant when they're applying for a job somewhere, because they get to do all these pre-stuff, this pre-education that's online that Mercury and Yamaha offers before they go to the dealership. So they continue their education with Yamaha and Mercury online at school. They do that basically as an add-on to what we do anyway. And then when they go to work for the dealerships will continue their education and start sending them to technical schools like Mercury and Yamaha and continue their education that way. So that's how it goes. You go to our class, you get a certificate, and then you get to go to the Yamaha and Mercury classes while you're in our to the online classes. And some of the classes that Mercury offers are actually real-time video classes that they get to go to, and they actually have a real instructor online with them, and they're in a classroom of several people that are online in the same classroom, and that really helps, and they get a certificate from that one as well. So we've got so much to offer there, and it's just amazing how much information that we can give in that Marine Service Technology class to people, more than they will ever be able to look at in the 1,350 hours that they're in that program, that's for sure.
That really is incredible, just getting that, like you said, the real world experience. By the time your students leave your classroom, they are coming to the dealership with actual experience, not just having read it in a book. They get that part too, but also that direct training. That's just such an incredible resource.
It is, and it really helps us to continue their education once they leave the school. And I stay in touch with my students. It's been interesting since we're there for 2 weeks, and I've actually had previous students stop by to come into class, and I say this every year, I have students that's been gone for a year, 2 years, 5 years, and what have you, and they come by from time to time to talk to my students and to encourage them, my new students, to encourage them, to give them advice, and just to see what we got going on. I've had several students in the past tell me, I wish I could take your class again, because you've added so much material, and you've changed things so much in your class that I would love to take this class again. And these are students that are working in field, and they're telling me they want to take my class again. So that's pretty cool when I have previous students come by.
That is such a testimony.
It is. It's great to have them come by. And sometimes I'll have students come by and actually do a lecture. And when you have that going on, that is so great. I had a student, his name was Ralph. He came by last year and did a lecture on electronics because he's working for an electronics dealership. And he came by and did a short presentation, PowerPoint presentation for my students. So I have students teaching students, which is just, to me, that's just awesome. I don't remember a time in high school or those in school where I was teaching other students at all. So we do that at George Stone, and that's pretty cool to make that happen.
That is great. And do you have a way for the alumni to, like, a network?
Say that again for me.
Is there a way that those alumni keep in touch with each other, or they mostly just want to stay in touch with you?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, it's basically what we got nowadays, Facebook and all that stuff. A lot of them friend me on Facebook and what have you. And I can tell you, we went through our accreditation here last over the summertime, and co-op coordinator would send me an email or come by my class and say, "Do you know where this student is, or this student is, or this student is? These are previous students." And I tell you, I was telling her exactly where they were, where they're working, how long they've been there. I didn't even have to look it up, because the students stay in touch with me, I stay in touch with them, and that's basically how we do it most of the time. Now, I do have an area where I keep track of all this stuff if I need it, but most of the time it's in my head, because we do communicate well with each other after they're gone. But we've talked about like an alumni Facebook page or something like that. Maybe I'll do that. That would be a great suggestion to do that. But the students kind of keep in touch with each other as they leave, and that's pretty neat to make that happen.
That is really cool. It just occurs. You don't have to organize it or, you know, call it anything else. Everyone just wants to stay in touch. You're all in the industry together.
Yeah, and it's a close-knit industry, and it's getting better. It used to really be close-knit. Back in the day when I was in the industry, it was nothing to have dealerships that had technicians working. We'd all go to lunch together, and we all worked at different dealerships and things like that. And what they're getting out of my classroom, what I'm seeing is I have students working at different dealerships staying in touch with each other. And so now they're meeting up for lunch or what have you, and they're going to dinner, and they're hanging out kind of stuff. And a lot of them work at different dealerships across different towns or different states. And they get together and talk and things like that. So it's pretty neat for them to do that and to be able to share information and work together on things. And that's the way it used to be in the marine industry. And it's getting back that way now as well. And I'm telling you right now, the marine industry is so very strong. The industry is looking for people all across the board. They're looking for parts help, service managers. They're looking for technicians, helpers, everything. So right now is the time to get into the marine industry and get trained up so you can get a job in the marine industry and have a long-term career in that field, that's for sure.
And that is such just good to know for the people who maybe, you know, through a pandemic or you've had a change in your job status lately, that here is a place that is just booming.
Yeah, it is. And we were talking to the students last night. We do our What Did You Learn on Thursday nights, and I had several students that were talking, and they were saying, you know, I was thinking about going to college, and I decided I'm not going to go to college and do this because people that are coming out of these four-year colleges can't get jobs right now, it seems. And the people that are doing their hands-on type repairs, plumbers, technicians, mechanics, IT people, those kind of people that know how to work with their hands as well as their brains can get jobs now, where people just coming out of college or just have been in college are losing their jobs. And it's right now, it's kind of hard to get a job with a four-year degree, you know? And I just think it's great because we needed to go back to that and to have that hands-on experience. And let me tell you, my students have to have the ability to work with their hands as well as their brains, okay? This is not an industry where you're just a grease monkey, if you will, or somebody that changes parts. You have to know what you're doing. You have to be able to use a laptop. You have to be able to understand and read technical manuals and understand wiring and meters and things like that. So it's not for somebody that thinks that you just work with your hands. You constantly are working with your minds and thinking things through. And we really work hard at teaching students how to do that. And that works well for us.
That is just phenomenal. It really is a skill set in an industry that needs the next generation. It sounds like you're doing a great job training the next generation in the right way.
We do, and I want to invite you to come by and check out our class as well. So when you get an opportunity to do that, we can make that happen for you. So it looks like we're getting close to the end here. So let me go ahead and thank my sponsor, Key Marine. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, they're doing curbside for you, and they have special discounted pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury products. Blowout specials on 2020 product as well, and they got that 2021 inventory coming in. So check them out for all your repower needs. And I want to thank my listeners for listening. And I just tell you, we'll be back next week to talk about more exciting things that are happening at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. We're just so excited to be back in class. And I tell you, it just feels so good to be in front of my students. So Thank you all for all the support that you give.